It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
All right. Pipe down. Come on, quiet down. We've got to give out the game ball for this week's Fox Across America interview. I enjoyed the most. It was almost technically, because it was such a loopy week for me. I'm pretty sure I was still drunk from my Utica Comedy Club appearance for most of the week. But from what I remember from talking to Katie Pavlich, that was the best interview of the week. And the only reason I say that, because they were all great, Katie Pavlich has a lot of range. Like, we got into guns, and she has a weapons grade, some pun intended, level of knowledge when it comes to guns. But she can talk fashion, and she's funny. And that really is, in a nutshell, what I want the show to be. Somewhat substantive, you know, funny, intelligent guests that make up for my lack of intelligence. And, you know, just like a good vibe. And I think Katie Pavlich did the best job of encapsulating that. So I'm giving it to her for two reasons. One, because she was awesome. And two, because if I give it to Leo Terrell, he'll charge me money to retweet the link. And I just, I've had it with this guy. He's been shaking me down for too long. So without any further ado, Katie Pavlich, come up to the stage and get your Fox Across America game ball. This guest wasn't even supposed to be on. Right now, she's halfway through a master class from Hillary Clinton online, but she hit pause on the space bar, and Katie Pavlich is here. Hey, hey.
Hey, Jimmy, you know, you're really funny, but Hillary Clinton's pretty dang funny.
Yeah, well, hold on. I have a theory. I have a theory on this, and I hope you're not paying too much for the class. Is it affordable at least?
It's not very affordable if you put it in the realm of how much torture I'm going through now and my feelings of why did I sign up for masterclass if this was really what they were going to give me.
You know, I was laughing when she read the actual speech that she would have given had she won. The funniest part of the whole thing is, you know, when the cameras went off, she slid them a bill for the speech. The speaking fee.
Right. She's like, that's $250,000.
Willie Gush, like, what? I don't understand.
They're like, oh, Madam President, okay. And then they all were very worried and made sure that, you know, she wasn't following them home.
Humor me on this. I was on with Harris Faulkner before. I have a theory that, you know, obviously she can't let it go. And it's to the point that we should almost feel bad, because it's like they're exploiting this woman by giving her more opportunities to go out there and showcase her grief and the fact that she hasn't been able to move on. But there's a part of me that thinks, just knowing how calculating she is and knowing how weak the potential field is in 2024, is there any part of you that thinks she might be showing this vulnerability as a genuine attempt at image rehabilitation for 2024?
I don't know. You think that she'd be done, or maybe she's really bored. You know, Bill's spending more time at home, so she's trying to do other projects or get her out of the house away from him. You know, he's not as spry as he used to be, spending more time with her, and she's not liking that too much. This idea that Hillary would make a comeback in 24 after losing to Donald Trump, I think the party would probably have some misgivings about that. But you know what? I don't even know if she thinks it's a delusional effort on her part. I don't think that she feels like she needs to rehab her image, right? I think
that's
that
true.
Like she doesn't need to, for, you know, in her opinion, she doesn't need to rehab anything.
That's true.
In her opinion, she should have been the president, which is why she read that silly speech, and, you know, apparently going for long walks in the woods wasn't enough therapy for her. So she's taking to the airwaves of the Hollywood masterclass to try and at least make her still feel better.
Well, to be clear, and she was only taking those walks in the woods because she was trying to find her server. They didn't know where it was buried. So they were just out there with a shovel.
Or a body.
No! There it is! Katie Pavlich is on the show, and we're playing prison rules. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, it's killing me. But there's just this.
I got a fancy jacket on today, Jimmy.
Do you? No. I wanted to know that, because we always have great fashion talks when we're on. All right, so I want to say this too, because it isn't just boots. You're getting a lot of heat online just about heels in general. Like, when you're on the 5, you have become the Imelda Marcos of cable news.
Well, it's funny because all these shoes that I have, you know, it's not like I actually walk in them. I strictly have them for television. So I'm glad that people are enjoying them. And as you know, based on my boot collection, I would prefer to be wearing cowgirl boots every single day. But alas, I try to be a professional, and therefore I wear many different versions of heels for the five.
Yeah, I understand. You're not even carrying your AK-47 onto the set these days.
Yeah, it just doesn't fit in the shoes.
I bring up guns for a second because you are like the resident firearms expert in my life anyway. Could Alec Baldwin's gun shoot itself?
The chances of that are one in a gazillion.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, the investigation, mm-hmm. if it was some kind of old replica gun that was replicated improperly, that didn't have some kind of mechanism or whatever, there's a possibility that it could. But it's just so implausible that that's the case. And the bottom line is that your finger is the safety. This is why you keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Alec Baldwin didn't check the gun before he decided to point it at his cinematographer and pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. It was the producer and the director of the entire operation, and somehow live ammunition got on the set. And if you take a listen to Alec Baldwin's statements about his views on firearms ownership for everyday Americans, he's very arrogant about guns and gun safety. And I guarantee you he has done nothing throughout his life to actually learn about how to respect what a firearm can do, and that safety actually does really matter. And it's really important too, because he's now saying that guns should be eliminated from all movie sets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know someone out in LA, he runs Karen Tactical. And he trained Halle Berry and Keanu Reeves for John Wick. He's done thousands of trainings with actors. And he noted in this lengthy statement he put out after this happened that, look, we have done tens of thousands of movie sets with firearms in a safe manner since the 1990s. Mm-hmm. The idea that we should now throw out all the rules because Alec Baldwin was too arrogant enough to either hire someone who knew what they were doing or learn himself is preposterous. And the actors that he trains know exactly how to handle firearms. They know exactly how to check the chamber for a live round before they move forward with filming the next scene. And so this idea that Alec Baldwin is A, not responsible, but then for him to go on with George Stephanopoulos and say that he has no regrets.
Oh my God.
He's probably saying that because if he says he has regret for legal reasons, he's kind of taking some kind of responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for him to say he has no regret was just sickening.
Yeah, we're living in the death of...
The gun going off by himself is absolutely a preposterous statement to make.
I would agree. Katie Pavlich is in the house. I do. I think we're living in the death of shame, where people are willing to go on TV and say anything. It would actually hurt me to go on TV and say, no, it wasn't me. I mean, because regardless of how it went down, he broke the number one rule of gun safety, and we know that, so we can't be in this position without him. But another celebrity in the news, and I just wanted to get an opinion from my audience, because you've been a really big supporter of Jussie Smollett. Can you take us inside?
Yeah, I feel so sorry for him. I just want you to know that he didn't do this to himself because he really loves his beautiful face. He would never want to put his face in jeopardy, especially since he, you know, said he was like the black Cary Grant and had lots of opportunities in the future. No, I mean, it's just insane. I mean, I'm so sad that this whole trial is not televised.
Yeah.
I think that Matt Finn has the best seat in the house. He gets to watch all of this play out. And you know, one of my favorite parts of the trial so far was the prosecutor was reading out loud Jussie's text messages. And he gets all huffy with the prosecutor because he dared to actually quote him. He's like, can you please show some respect and not say the N-word in this courtroom? It's like, they're your text messages, bro. You shouldn't have been saying that word. So, yeah, it's just really interesting. And, you know, who knows? Maybe one juror will take a side. But I'm just glad that Dave Chappelle has another Netflix series coming out because the content's going to be good.
It's going to be fire. But it is. It's
gonna
like this kind of thing. OK, faking a hate crime. And in a weird way, the media is faking a hate crime every day now because it's everyone's a racist and we're always inflaming racial tensions. But we've gotten our society to like a really dangerous place, you know, and I even think back to like just the aftermath of Rittenhouse. That was somehow sold to the public. Number one, is a very winnable trial. And number two, to a referendum on white supremacy, when in fact, obviously, right. we both know one had nothing to do with the other. But the people who emotionally feel that, you know, we live in an era where people's emotions are their facts. People are right. walking around thinking like black people are under attack in America. And I don't think anybody can show me a stat that says that's true.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's all about a narrative. And the reason why the narrative continues is because people profit off of this. Yep. So Ben Crump, who is one of the worst people in America, biggest dirtbag around. Yeah, he is worse than Al Sharpton in a lot of ways, but of the same, you know, context of using racial politics to make himself rich and continue this false narrative in America. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's all over all of these things all the time, pushing these false statements that really rile up the movements. And, you know, if you look around at what's happened as a result of all these riots and all of the crime, it's not affecting white people. Yeah. It's happening to minority communities in most places. And people like Ben Crump are nowhere to be seen when it comes to criminals running the streets of Chicago, of LA, of Philadelphia, of New York, and the victims there, because it doesn't make them money. And Black Lives Matter, which, you know, grifted $1 billion off of corporate America, they're nowhere to be found either. And so, you know, it's obvious to me that this is about a machine, both in terms of ripping down the country and trying to replace, you know, the system with one of Marxist ideology, as BLM has said, but also as a way for these people to personally, you know, just benefit from these horrific false narratives that get people killed.
Race pimps is what they are. They will not exactly. be allowed to borrow any of the Katie Pavlich boot collection. I can tell you that right now.
They will not.
Off limits.
Boots are for white supremacists.
It's the white supremacist collection. Oh, it's so funny, man. Well, the Christmas tree's back. We got a deep bench here at Fox News. We're getting a new Christmas tree at 5 o'clock today. We're not messing around,
Perfect.
KP. I understand you're now going to be working security out front. Is that true?
Yeah, I'll be working security, which means the tree will be just fine.
I love it, man. You're the greatest. Thank you for this. I will see you on the telly sometime soon. Keep up
Sounds
the good work.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, Jimmy. Thank you.
Oh, that is going to do it for the Fox Across America game ball. I do hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. We got a big week coming up next week. We're going on the road to DuBois, Pennsylvania to do this show with Connect FM. There's a lot of TV going on. I'm going to be on Outnumbered. That's a mess. I need to lose like 10 pounds fast. So hit me up on the Fox Across America Facebook page. Give me some crash dieting tips. I promise you I'm going to use them. I have to. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.